He had learned in the Gemara that it says in the Mishnah, Hakel Chayovim Beriyeh Chutz Mechere Shoyte Vekotten. So the Gemara was Medayik that the Cheresh we are speaking about is a Cheresh that is similar to a Shoyte Vekotten that's allowed by Das, which means that is a Cheresh that is Einei Shemeya the Einei Medaba. Such a Cheresh is Potter from Rien. But a Cheresh that is a partial Cheresh, a Cheresh Kodahu, a Cheresh that Einei Shemeya or Medaber, or a Cheresh that is Einei Medaber v'Shemeya, is Chayev v'Rien. That's what we had learned yesterday. So the Gemara says, Medaber v'Einei Shemeya, Shemeya v'Einei Medaber Chayev. That was the diak we heard from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that only a Cheresh that is similar to a Shoyte v'Kotten, such a Cheresh is Potter min Ariyah. So the Gemara asks, Bohasanya, we learned a Baraisa that says, not like that. The Baraisa says, Medaber ve'enei Shemeya, Shemeya ve'enei Medaber Potter, that they're Potter min Ariyah. So it's, the Baraisa is a stira to the Mishnah. Omar Ravine Viteime Rove Chasuri Mechsre. The Brais is right. And there's a few words missing in our Mishnah. Bahachikton. Hakel Chayovim Beriye Ubesimche. Our Mishnah is speaking about two mitzvahs of the Chag. There's a mitzvah of Rie, Leirois, to bring a korban Rie. Then there's a mitzvah of Simche, to eat Shalme Simche. And everyone is mechuyev, chutz micheresh hamedaber ve'enei shemeya, shemeya ve'enei medaber, shapoter min hariyah. There are poter from riyah, like it says in the Barais, the poter min hariyah. Va'af al pi shapoter min hariyah, chayev besimche. The poter from riyah and the chayev besimche. But we have a cheresh who is a cheresh gomel that is a lav vardas, v'shoyte v'kotten, poter af min asimcha, they're poter min asimcha also. Why? Hoyil pturim mikol mitzvahs ha'amures b'teire, they're a lav b'nei deye, so they're poter from all mitzvahs, so they're also poter from the mitzvah of simcha. So now everything is good. That means we had a diuk from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah was only speaking about a cheresh that was dumya de shayte. And the Gemara says that is true. A cheresh that is dumya de shayte is potter for mitzvah simcha. That what we had in the Baraisa, that a cheresh that is not dumya de shayte, a cheresh that is medaber, Ve'enei Shemeya is potter. That's also true. That's potter min Ariyah. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi. In the Baraisa it says these two halachas. Hakel Chayovim Beriye Ubesimche. Everyone is Mechuyah Beriye Ubesimche. Chutz Mecheresh Hamedaber Ve'enei Shemeya Shemeya Ve'enei Medaber Shepturim Min Ariyah. That they're potter min Ariyah. Ba'af al pi shepoter min hariyem chayiv besimche. Even though he's poter min hariyem chayiv besimche. Ve'she'enoi loy shemeye v'loy medabab. He have a cheresh that is completely alav bardas. Ve'shoyte v'kotem pturim af min hasimche hoyil upturim mikol mitzvah yisamurei spatoir. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Potter min hariye, the Baraisa said that a cheresh hamedaber ve'enei shemeya is potter min hariye. Kashion ha'adodi masnisin u'baraisa. So the Mishnah is a stira to the Baraisa. Oma rove masnisin detoni eitzel riye cheresh dumye deshoite. That what the Mishnah said by riye, you need a cheresh dumye deshoite. That's wrong. Chsuri mechsere. Pahochi ktoni. דגבי ראייה אף על פי דלוי דומיה לשייטה פוטה. בי ראייה, even though he's not דומיה לשייטה, is also פוטה. וחיסניה מסניסן דומיה לשייטה, that what the Mishnah said, that you need a חרש, a חרש is only פוטה when it's דומיה לשייטה, גבי שמחו דטוני. ותרי מיני חרש טונה מסניסן, our Mishnah is speaking about two types of חרושים. The Mishnah is missing a few words. In Rie, a Cheresh Kodo is also Potter. Oy Shemeya Veine Medaber, Oy Medaber Veine Shemeya. Va'af Alpi Shehu Potter Ba'oilis Rie Lirois. Even though he's Potter from an Oilis Rie, Chayev b'simche l'smoyach b'chag, t'chsiv v'samachta b'chagecha, v'amrinen l'kamon, d'simche b'shlomim l'che l'saboso, y'afine l'ome v'zavachta shlomim v'chalta shom v'samachta, l'kamon poch maishnal in yariya d'potel in yin simche d'machayev. I just had a shtikol ha'ore, when Rashi speaks about the p'tur, Rashi in the Mishnah there's two mitzvahs by Riyah. There's a mitzvah Yeroa Kol Zechucho, that's a Riyah's Ponim Ba'azore, and then there's a din, V'lo Yeroa Ponai Reikam, there's a mitzvah's Kolben. They have to come to the Azore, and you have to bring a Kolben. Rashi in the Mishnah started off Hakol Chayovim B'Riyah B'mitzvah's Riyah's Kol Zechucho. Rashi mentions the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechucho. Now, over here, when we're speaking about the ptur of a cheresh kolduhu, so Rashi says, va'af al pishuhu potter ba'oilis ria lirois. Here Rashi, for some reason, speaks about the chiyuv kolben. Va'af al pishuhu potter ba'oilis ria lirois. So why did Rashi over here chap the kolben? Why did Rashi mention the kolben? It could be that Rashi had a kasha on the loshen of the Gemara and the loshen of the Baraisa. Like the Baraisa is asking a kasha, even though he's potter min hariye, he's chayev besimche. Now it would seem that what is the kasha? There's a mitzvah sriya, there's a mitzvah simche. It seems like there's a kasha, even though he's potter min hariye, he's chayev besimche. So Rashi is saying that the kasha is more because we're speaking about two types of kolbonis. We're speaking about his potter from Oilis Rie. Even though his potter, and these are, like the Gemara says later, there are three kolbonis that are on his chayiv beregel. There's the kolbon Rie, and then the kolbon chagig, and the kolbon simche. So it makes more sense if we're speaking about, we're speaking about kolbonis. So Rashi says, "V'af opi shuhu poter ba'oilis riyali rois." In this korban is poter chayev b'simcha. And Rashi is marich. If simcha is b'shlomim, lechel asabosa v'zavachta shlomim v'chalta shom. So for Kert, we're speaking it. So that's the hemshech of the Baraisa. That even though from this korban there are three korbanis which are nischayev b'chag, so even though he's poter from this korban is chayev in the other korban. Let us see further the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, "Umayshna, mayshna leinyan riyah de ptiri." Now, what is the reason, Take? By riyah he is potter. By the kolben riyah he is potter. Umayshna leinyan simche de machayev. And lagabi the shalmi simche he's chayev acheres kodu. So the Gemara answers, "Leinyan riyah goma riyah mehakel." By that we learn out the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechucho, Ola Yeroa Ponai Reikom, we learn this out from the says a loshen of Rie by the mitzvah of Hakel. D'chsiv, Hakel Esa'om Ha'anoshim V'hanoshim V'hata. There was a mitzvah of Hakel. Uchsiv Beboi Kol Yisrael Leirois. So the Pasuk, when the Pasuk is speaking about mitzvahs Hakel, the Pasuk is speaking, mentions a Loshon Leirois. So we learn out the La Yero Ponairekam, Yero Kozechucha, from the Leirois that it says by Hakke. So just like by there, a Cheresh Koldohu is Potter, so here a Cheresh Koldohu is also Potter. V'hosam minolam, how do we know over there that a Cheresh Koldohu is Potter? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Leman Yishmeu, Leman Yilmedu, that the purpose of Hakel was that those that come should be Yishmeu, they should be Shaimim and Laimdim. Visanya leman yishmeu, prat le medaber ve'enei shemeya. A medaber ve'enei shemeya is potter from mitzvah's hakel because he can't hear. So it's not shayich leman yishmeu. Uleman yilmedu, prat le shemeya ve'enei medaber. So the Gemara was under the impression that a Loimed can only be someone who can pronounce the words. That's called a loimed. Chayim heim lemaitzeayim, lemaitzeayim bepeh. One is unable to speak, so he can't learn. So memele, so leman yilmedu, prad l'shemeya v'ein medaber, he's not, even though he's a shemeya, but he can't be a loimed because he can't speak. Lememre, I once saw a vote from Rav Volbi Zolgesundsein. He says that Chaim Heim Lemaitzeayim Lemaitzeayim Bepeh. He says you can Lahavdol, a person can read a newspaper, so he's reading what it says over there. But he's not living. Chaim Heim Lemaitzeayim, one lives in a Gemara if he's Maitzeayim Bepeh, reading a Gemara. He's not living with the Gemara. One lives with the Gemara, Lemaitzeayim Bepeh. So it could be the Gemara and the Havamina Hel, that a person who is unable to speak, so it's not called Limud. It's not called Limud. So Memele, so from there we learn out that a Shemeya, Veine Medaber, is Potter from Rie, is Potter from Rie, and for his potter from Hakel, and who are then his potter from Rie. So the Gemara says it's not true. Vahani trei ilmi, there were two ilmim who were unable to speak. Tahave bishvibuse, the Rebbe, they lived in the neighborhood of Rebbe. Who were they? Either they were bnei brate, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Godo, either they were the grandchildren of Rabbi Yochanan, Vamrilo b'nei achtei the Rabbi Yochanan, or the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan. T'chol emes b'haba ayil Rabbi lebei medroshe. Whenever Rabbi came into the Beis Medrash, Avi Ayli, they also came into the Beis Medrash, v'yosvi kamei, and they sat in front of him, and umenaydi bereshayu, they used to nod their heads, umarachshin sipsasayu, they used to mumble something with their lips. Uboi Rebbe rachmi alayu, and Rebbe was mespalel, nebuch such mishtadlim, masmidim, nebuch, they don't know anything. So Rebbe was mespalel, beitzu, and they became cured, beishtakech, and they found out that Abi Gemiri Hilchese they knew Mishnayis v'Sifro v'Sifri v'Kulashas. So the Gemara says, so you see, there's no such thing. A person can be unable to speak, and he can be Ein Lecha Lamdin G'dayla Mimenu. So how could you be Memayit, a person that is Shemeya v'Einem Medaber from Laman Yilmedu? They can be Yilmedu. Omar Marzutre Koribe Leman Yelamedu. No, the Chazal Amemayit, a Shemeya Ve'ene Medaber, because they darshan Yelamedu. Yelamedu means they should be able to give over, to teach. Now, a person who is an Elaim, is an Ene Medaber, he cannot be a Yelamedu. So Memele, so that's how we are Memayit, That is how we are memayit a shemeya ve'ine medaber. Rav Ashi omar, vadei leman yilameduhu. Now Rav Ashi is telling us that it seems the reason we said this drosha was because we had a kasha v'mamayse shehoyo. We saw that there an ilay meshayich to be a loymeid. So because of that, we said that the drosha is leman yilameduhu. Rav Ashi says, forget about this kasha from the Maise Shehoya. Vada leman yelamedu. The zicha you have to darshan leman yelamedu. Why? The salke daitach leman yilmedu. If you'll say that the drosha is leman yilmedu, and we'll say vekiven de loy mishtoi loy goma, and we will assume that a person who cannot speak cannot learn. That's all we'll say pshat in the b'rais, and let's forget about the kasha. Ovekiven de loy shoma loy goma. Now we have two psukim: leman yishmedu, leman yishmu, leman yilmedu. Now the reason that a person who cannot hear is potter from hakel is because he can't learn. Because since he can't hear, he can't learn. So from if we will assume that a person who can't speak also can't learn. Is the keeping the loy shama loy goma hayleman yishmu nafke. So why do you need two psukim? The reason of leman yishmu, we are memayit someone that cannot hear, because if he can't hear, he can't learn. So if the criteria is that one is only mechuyev in mitzvahs hakel, if he's able to learn from the hakel, so from leman yishmu, I could already derive that a ilam is also potter from hakel because he also can't learn. Elolavade leman yilameduhu. So al kochoch an ilam can learn. And there's another miut that though who is mechuyev in mitzvahs hakel, one who is able to relate over to someone what he had observed. So memele a cheresh she'enei medaber, an ilam she'enei medaber is potter from mitzvahs hakel. Let us see what Rashi says. V'she'enei loy she'meya v'loy medaber, haynu cheresh demas nisin, she'samchei l'shayte v'kot. So the Gemara had asked, what is the difference between simche and riyah? So the Gemara says, because we learn out Riyah me hakel, d'chsiv beparshes hakel, beboi kol yischoel lirois, uparshes hakel, hamelech hoyekoyre mishne teure bazore bechol meitzoy shmite. D'chsiv mikeit shev ashonim, bemoyed shnas ashmite. Rashi had to tell us this in Mechsechtes Chagige that the mitzvahs hakel was meitzoy shmite. I really don't know. Prat l'shemeya v'ene medaber, hashtemashme she'en ze roi lilmoid. That we mamayit l'man yilmedu, we mamayit v'ene medaber, because he can't learn. Hilchis mishnayis. L'man yilamedu, so the Gemara said, Mazutcha said, no, the drosha is, we darshan l'man yilamedu, v'ene ze roi lilamed acherem. Rav Ashi omar vadai leman yilamedu. Kloima. Belav kushe. Without this kushe, da hanech trei ilmi. Without this kashe that you're proving that an ilam can also learn. Is lekel ukmi lidroshe de tane. De moyit mehoche sheme veine medabe elom mi leman yilamedu. You have to, without this kasha, you can only be memayit and eni medaba from leman yilamedu. Dis al kedaitach mi leman yilmedu hu damash malay, if you'll say that the tane is memayit from leman yilmedu, eni medaba, al mesvirle le tane de kivin de loy mishtoi. The tane holds, since he's unable to speak, loy gomel enam, she's unable to learn. V'kivin de loy shoma, anan sadi de loy goma. Now we have leman yishmu. So if a person who can't hear, he zicha can learn. Vekiven detnan leman yishmu. We learn from leman yishmu, prat lemedaber ve'enei shemeyam. Vanan sadi detayma. What is the reason? What is the reason that a medaber ve'enei shemeyam? Is potter vanan sadi detayma mishum de legoma? No, because he can't learn. Shaloyovin kolma sha'imrim lefonov. He will not understand what is being said for him. Is lama li lemeheder su leman yilmedu. So why does the Torah have to repeat? Leman yilmedu prad l'shemei v'enim edaber. Kiven the svirale. If it is true, deman deloy mishtoi nami loy goma. A person who does not speak can't learn. Leman yishmu memayitle. So you could derive this halacha from leman yishmu. Elevade svirelein, deman deloy mishtoi nami gomer. So why does the Tana Bechlav to bring to Psukim? So Kocher he hears, because he holds the one that is unable to speak, he can also learn. But therefore, veloy mileman yishmu memayit, she can't be memayit him from leman yishmu. Hilkach oder miyate mileman yilameidu, hilkach vade leman yilameidu hu didori. So that was what Rav Ashi said. Let us see Taisvis. Shemeya ve'enei medaber, poter min horiye, v'chayev besimcha. So it comes out that the Mishnah is telling us as follows. The Mishnah is starting off by telling us that hakol chayovim v'riye u'besimcha, chutz from a Shemeya ve'ene medaber, who is potter min ariye, v'chayev besimcha. Then the Mishnah continues, but acheresh gomo is potter from everything. Then we say further that noshim are potter min ariye. Now, l'chayev, the Mishnah should have been more explicit. That means we started off by saying there are some that are chayev besimcha and potter min ariye. There are some that are potter from both. And now we're speaking about the Ptur of Noshim. So the Tana should have been explicit and said that Noshim is not similar to Chereshayta Vekotn, which is potter from Simcha also. No, Noshim is potter min Ariye and Chayev b'Simcha. So why didn't the Tana explain this? That's Taisvis Kasha. Behod leiktoni Noshim, the b'chayvi b'Simcha b'sahochi. That means we're saying hakol chayovim chutz minoshim. So she says the noshim are potter from riya, but a chayv besimcha. Lechosh lahochi lemisni sursa. Tana didn't want to go back and be mesaris. So the Tana is just saying they're also potter, but he means it's not potter legamri. It's only potter from riya. Chayitzi baze motzinu bekama mekaymes. Vahid lekamon. The Omar, there the Gemara says that there are three mitzvahs, b'chag, Riye, Simche, and Chagige. And then it says there, Yesh b'simche she'ein b'shteyem. That the mitzvah Simche has something that Chagige and Riye doesn't have. She'neiheges ba'anoshim u'benoshim. Is this noshim achayev besimcha, they're not chayev berin, they're not chayev bechagige. Masha'in came b'shtayem, that's potter from riyem chagige. So Taisvis asked, why didn't they mention acheresh medab v'ene shemeya? He's also chayev besimcha, even though he's potter from riyem. So Taisvis says, v'loika choshev cheresh medab v'ene shemeya, the awesome bechagigi nami mechay. There, the Gemara wants to say that there's yesh besimcha mashain b'shteyem. So you can only mention noshim. That noshim mechay besimcha and pot of these two. If you speak about a cheresh and medaber v'ene shemeya, so a cheresh is chayv and chagiga also. Period. So that's why in this bove of yesh besimcha Masha'in b'shtayim, he didn't mention cheresh and medaba v'ni shemei. Aye, let's make a new bove, and let's say leboy lemisne yesh b'shtayim she'ein ba'achas, that there's that there's one inyan that both of them have and a third one doesn't have. Kegoin cheresh medaber ve'enei shemeya that is chayiv besimcha bechegige and not chayiv beriyah. They were not speaking about this combination of yesh b'shteyim ma'she'en ba'achas. We're speaking rak ma'she ba'achas she'en b'shteyim. We're speaking about this combination yesh ba'achas ma'she'en b'shteyim. Ba'ohe ki koma, and now let's go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the mechayiv b'simche. Hakel chayovim besimche chutz from besimche beriyah chutz from acheresh that's chayiv besimche and potem in ariyah who adin bechagige. He's also chayiv bechagige to perashti. Elo simche nokat. So why did Agama speak about simche? The noshim chayovais. So for Kelso, noshim are also mentioned in our Mishnah. So we're speaking about the chiyuvim. That Acheresh Hamedaber Ve'ini Shemeya and Noshim are similar. That means it's a Chiyuv of Simcha and a Ptur of Riyah. Ve'Cheresh Shoyte Ve'Kotem Ptiri. Ve'Chitanina La'El. We had a Baraisa before. Ze Ve'Ze Kepikrin L'Chol Devrei. There was a Psastam Baraisa that said that a medaba veine shemeya, shemeine veine medaba is kepikrim lechol devrayim. So it would seem that the lischayev besimcha b'chagige koma. Legabi dechiev simcha and chagige, they're pikrim. Legabi dechiev rie, the potter. I mean, it could be, Taisus means to say that the Ptur, if the Ptur is mitzad, they're not a pikeach, they're lav baldas. So it says, Tvaker, they are b'nei das. Shemei v'nei medaba, v'daba v'shemei, they are b'nei das. They're hereze kepikrin l'chol divreim. So memele, so if the Ptur of the mitzvah is because the lav b'nei deyem, so this doesn't apply for a cheresh medaba v'nei shemei, because he's a baldas. Therefore he's chai b'simchen, chai b'chagigim. That what he spotted from Ri is not because there's missing the pikris. There's a gzeres hakosev, leman yishmu, leman demedun. So memele, it's a different reason, but it's not in pikris, nothing is missing there. Goma Ria Ria mehakel. We learn out Ria Ria mehakel, but we learn out that just like by hakel, a shemeya ve'ine medaber, or the medaber v'ene shemeya apturim, so who adin that by rie they're also potter. So Taisvis asks if we have a limud from hakel, so by hakel noshim achiyu amechuyev hakel asom hanoshim v'hanoshim. So let noshim be mechuyev by rie also. So Taisa says, "V'noshim leke lechiyuvi." We cannot be mechayev noshim by riyah. The komemata leilekamon mischucha. There's another miyut. There's a special miyut by riyah. Yeroe calls the chucha that the mitzvah shri is only by the schorim. V'chein amrinen lekamon, and the Gemara mentions this later. The Gemara says, "Holomo likro." Why do you need a posik to be memayit noshim from Rie? Typically, the mitzvah sasei shazman gromit. It's a mitzvah sasei shazman gromit, so potter that noshim apotter. So the Gemara answers, mal de teime neilef Rie mehakel. Fakel, so the Gemara says this. That fakel, you need a miyit, because without a miyit, I would learn at Rie mehakel. Malo holom noshim chayovois. So memele, so I would think that noshim achayiv by riyah also. So that's why you need the miyut of zechuch. Utfele. Now Taisvis speaks about ktanim. What's with ktanim? Now what's the, so the kasha is, so the kasha is as follows. The Mishnah says that ktanim are pturim from riyah. Cheresh hayta v'kotan. Now, l'chayre, if we learn out from hakel, and by hakel, taf, we're mechuyiv. So that's Taisvis Kash. ותפילם לאי מחייבינן, כמוי בהקל וליתן שכר למביאיהם כהוסו, and why should they be mechuyev the alav ba'das? But just like this, the reason taf is aschayev by hakel liten schalim eveim, so let it be mechayev b'riyo also liten schalim eveim, is the mikal v'chayma patrina leik in the parishes la'el, is the kal v'chayma, the noshim p'tureis tfeilim leikolshkein. That means that taf is always less than noshim. So if we find that noshim apota by mitzvah sriyim, so who adin that is a taf is pota. So mamel, that's why taf is pota. Tfeilim leikoshke. Ulekamon dema binon koton shegiel lechinuch. Just let's see for 1 minute the Gemara what Tosfos is speaking about, so we'll understand the Hemshech and Tosfos. The Gemara and Daf Daled Amud Aleph says as follows. It's a little bit after the middle of the Amud. Omar Mar Kol Zechucha L'Rabbeis Esaktanim. It's a ribuy of Kol. So Kol means that the Ktanim are also Mechuyev Beriyim. So the Gemara asks, was Nan Chutz Mecheres Shoyte Vekotten? Omar Abaye loikashe kan bekotn shegiya lechinuch, kan bekotn sheloi higiya lechinuch. That's not kashe. The kol is marbe kotn shegiya lechinuch. So the Gemara asks, kotn shegiya lechinuch, the rabbonani. How could you say that the kol is marbe if the criteria is chinuch? Chinuch is the rabbonani. You're right. The kol is taken at marbe kotne shegilach in the kro asmachte biyalme. Period. Now let us see our Tosfos. Ulekamon the marbinin kotne shegilach in the. Later the havamin of the gemara. The gemara wanted to be marbe kotne shegilach in the. Midersiv kol. V'loi gamrinan mehakel. Now, Tosfos says, l'chayre, we just said that, v'dachsiv kol, v'loi gamrinan mehakel. We don't learn out from hakel. What is the, just 1 second, let us see the bar. We don't learn out, oh, just 1 second. Why do you need the kol? Why don't you learn out from hakel? Why don't you learn out from hakel? That's Tosfos kasha. So what is the kasha? How could you learn out from hakel? Tosfos just said before, you can't learn out from hakel. Because there's a kal v'chayma, madoch noshim apoto. That Tosfos says before, why do you learn out from hakel? So Tosfos says that because if noshim apoto from zchuche is kol shkein taf. So what is Tosfos kasha here? V'loy gemrinim hakel. So the Bach explains that Tosfos kasha is as follows: that if we are marbe from kol ktanim, so our kol choch. So this is the kol is soiser the kal v'chayim. That means if we wouldn't have a kol, we would say madoch noshim apota kol shkein tfeil about the gevistav. That's without a kol. Now that we have a kol, so the kol is telling us that there are ktanim that are also mechuyim. So the kol is telling us that we don't make the kal v'chayim. Now if we don't make the kal v'chayim, so now, let us learn out from Hakel that even loy higiya lechinuch should be chayiv. That is Tosfos kasha. That means Tosfos is asking, Tosfos gave us guidelines. The emison, we should learn out from Hakel that taf should be chayiv. The reason we don't learn out, because we have a kal v'chayma. Madach noshim apota bayriya kol shken taf. But if you say, that the kol is malbar veritav, so then you shouldn't say higil lechinuch. You should then, so the minute I say that taf is chayiv, so I have a gilui that we don't make the kal v'chayimah from noshim, so then let's learn out from hakel that a filat taf is also mechuyav. That place was kasha. Lekam and domabin in kotten. Shegia lechinuch. The Gemara only wants to be marbe kotten shegia lechinuch. Midach siv kol. The loigam rin in mehakel. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Lechayr if you have a kol, you should be marbe orktan in mafilutav. So Taisha says, hosam asmachta baum. That's an asmachta, but that's not pshat in the posik. You don't have a posik to tell us that ktanim achayim. If you'd have a true posik to tell us that ktanim achayim, we would say that all ktanim achayim. We take a learn out from hakel. But there, it's not a true posik. It's asmachta baum, kedamasik. Umahai kalvach oimer nami potter. And that means, and because of the kalvach oimer, madach noshim a potter, so ktanem av also potter, so that's why minatoir de potter. Vechi porech de rabbonin hu, when the Gemara asks, how could you say that kol is marbe higia lechinuch? How can you say kol is marbe higia lechinuch? Chinuch is de rabbonon. Avemotzila akshuye, the Gemara could have said, it seems from the Bach the Kash is ligmer mehakel. The Gemara could have said mamonavshech. If it's an emes adroshe, not the Kash should be a bekiyis because chinuch is de rabbonon. If you have a posik on ktanim, ligmer mehakel, so learn from hakel that a filolo higia lechinuch should be chayiv. The Gemara is a kasha, the whole year of chinuch is at the rabbanon, so this shir can only be at the rabbanon of the kedin. So how can you learn out from a posik? How can you learn out from a posik a gil chinuch of holding chinuch is at the rabbanon? So bekitzel, so that's what Taisvus is telling us. That means be'etzim with the emes. We have here a limud from hakel, and noshim we can't learn out from hakel because we have a miut of schuche, and therefore we can't learn out ktanim also because we have a kal v'chomer madoch noshim apoter taf lekolshke. The Gemara says milaman yishmu'u nafke. I learned out that the laman yishmu'u nafke that shemeya ve'enoi. No, this is going on the Laman Yuma v'kivloi mishtol v'kivloi shemel ha'laman yishmonach. This is going on Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said that if you will say that a ilain is a lav ba'limud, so you can learn out milaman yishmonachke. The pashte dekro mashme yishmu does not only mean hearing. So the pashti kamashma hazine v'havein sheyovin mashil medayu hilkach malonu sheyishma. So what do I gain from an ilaim kiven the loigoma? If he can't learn, so he's muvka from ashmi of havone because he can't learn. Kiven the loigoma matina leishapel. So why do you need a new miut of leman yilmedu? The drosha is really an ilaim. Can learn? He is gomer. No, the drosha is leman yelamedu. Elakribe leman yelamedu. So the Gemara says that the miyut of an ilaim is leman yelamedu. Va'af al gav de loy mishtoi. Even though he can't speak, gomer. He can learn. He can understand. Therefore, we don't learn out from Laman Yishmiel. Period. V'chein medaber v'enei shemeya. What if you have a medaber v'enei shemeya, afilu shoma ad hashtag? You have a person who till now was able to hear. And now he became a cheresh. Demotzi gomer achlachine. Now he's an enei shemeya. Before he was a shemeya. He's a medaber. Now he's an enei shemeya. the motzi gomel achini, he can teach others. He, in the parsha of Laman Yelamedu, he's nichla in the parsha. So how do we know that he is potter? Is kiven the loimotzi gomer bahai haliche, but by going now to this, this mitzvah of hakel now, that means before he was a shemeya, he was a medaber, and he has what to teach. But now, now he's a cheresh. Is kiven the loimotzi gomer bahai haliche, by going now, he will not learn anything. Maloy lo leches. So now there's no reason for him to go. Vekiven the loy shoma, since now he'll be unable to hear. Loy gomer mikano lahabe. So he won't be learning anything now from going mikano lahabe. Af al gav the gomer lahine. Even though he's able to teach others, Tadidna the Rishash is Moichik, Lo Yazel Hashta, there's no reason for him to go now, given the Lo Yoyel Loy Halicha Zu, because this Halicha will not help him. The Holy Komakro, the Posik only says, the Holy Komakro Hakel, the whole purpose of the hakel is elo sheyishmu, they should hear by coming bekriyas hamelech viyovinu mehashta, they should understand now, that they should gain havona now viyoboyul deyiras atzu d'chsiv b'seifa d'kro viyoru es Hashem. So memele, so a medaber ve'enei shemeya, a medaber ve'enei shemeya, that means if you have a melamed, you have a person who's nichlal bechlal melamed, he is potter to come now, because you need a yishmu now, that he should gain something from this year's hakel. Vashas loichosh lahaviyoi, the pshita lai, the mashme bahani, that's nichla on what the posik is telling. Avo milaman yilameidu loimotzi mapik. Let us see the bach. Loimotzi mapik belav leman yishmu. The loihavinen Levina mapik medaber ve'ene shemeya kiven de shome mikama hochi v'shapir gomi af la'achini. The gam yovim loma nikalu achsho. That means Taisvis is saying, if a person is a medaber ve'ene shemeya, so you cannot be memayitim in leman yelamedu, because he's called alamedu. Since he wants it, given the shama mikami yochi, v'shapir gomi, he is alamedu, v'gam yovim loma niklu achshav. So the miyut, that means, Taisvis is saying that you, after the laman yilamedu, you still need the laman yishmu. Because laman yishmu is not memayit. That means Laman Yelamedu is not Memayit, a person who can't hear now. He's still Nichlal Bechlal Yelamedu, because he could be Melamed not of what he hears now, but what he knew even before. The Gam Yovim Loma Nikolu Achshav. And then Taisvah says, maybe it could be Mayit everything from Laman Yelamedu. Laman Yelamedu is that he has to be able to be melamed what he heard now, and if he didn't hear anything now, so he can be alamedu. So lefiya emes, we could be memayit from leman yelamedu a medaber ve'enei shemeya, because al koponim, he can't be a malamedu now on what he heard, because he didn't hear anything. Then Taisa says, Gamitzach l'man yishmu k'damina l'kamas. It could be l'fiyemes l'man yishmu we need for a different drosha, which we're going to learn further. That is what Taisa is saying. Let us go further. Omar Rav Tancham, Cheresh ba'oznei achas. What is the din if a person is a cheresh in one ear, he's unable to hear in one ear? Poter min hariyah. Shenema, it says in the posik ba'ozneim. Now, this posik is a posik by Hakel. It says, Tikro esatoiro hazois neged kol Yisrael ba'ozneim. So the Torah should be lained ba'ozneim. So it seems that it's lained for their two ears. So the Gemara, and we learn out a riya from Hakel. So Mamela, a person who is only able to hear from one ear, is potter from riya. So the Gemara says, "V'hai bo'ozneim mi boilei bo'ozneim de kula Yisrael." It's not a miyat, a person who has two ears that are able to hear. Tikra satayra zayis neged kol Yisrael b'ozneim. That Klal Yisrael should hear this. It's not a miyat and how good his hearing is. So the Gemara says, no, ahumi neged kol Yisrael nafke. It says, tikra asateir azayis neged kol Yisrael. So, you know, you should neged for them. So, kochach bozneim is a bezundere drosha that they have to have two ears which are able to hear. So the Gemara says, no, imi neged kol Yisrael have a mina af al gab de loy shami. If we say, neged kol Yisrael, so I think that the melech lanes neged kol Yisrael. And it is sufficient even though they're far away. So that's why he says, Kosov Rachmone Bosneim, Vahud Shami. But so still you can't darshan Bosneim Anud Roshe, that those who are Mechuyiv to come are those that have two ears which hear. So Moses says, no. Ahumi Laman Yishmu Nafke. Laman Yishmu is coming to tell us, Laman Yishmu is coming to tell us that they have to be able to hear. They're not permitted to stand far away. So what is the Bosneim coming to tell us? The Bosneim is coming to tell us that they have to have two ears that hear. Omar Rabbi Tamchum, Chiger Beragloi Achas, Potter Min Hariyah. A person who cannot walk with 2 feet, he limps, he's Potter Min Hariyah. Shenema Rigolim, Sholesh regolim, and we learn Tamchum chiger beragle achas potem in ariyah shenema regolim. Regolim is a lotion of raglaim that he has to be able to walk on his 2 feet. So the Gemara says, "V'regolim mi boile prat lebali kabin." Bali kabin is a person that his foot is cut off. It's cut off by the ankle, and he doesn't have a foot. So we're memayit that they're potter minariya. So, but if he has 2 feet, so could be, though he limps. So who says, regolim is only memayit if he doesn't have feet. He only has a shoik to the ankle. So there we're memayit from regolim. But if he has 2 feet and he's unable to walk on both of them, how do you know to be memayit from regolim? So the Gemara says, no, palikabim ahu mipa'omim nafke. This it says sholesh pa'omim, and pa'omim means a person that has 2 feet. And we're memayit palikabim from pa'omim, not from regolim. So we'll see soon. And so from pa'omim we know that he has to have 2 feet. And so memayla, what is raglayim telling us? Raglayim is telling us that the 2 feet have to function. If he limps on 1 foot, so Memele is also potter. The Sanya. Pa'omim, ein pa'omim elo raglayim. Pa'omim means feet. Bechenu oimam, tirmiseno rogel, raglay oni, pamei dalim. Pamei dalim are the feet of dalim. Ba'omer, it says, aposik, mayofu pa'mayim, pa'mayich, ba'na'olim, bas nodiv. So it says in this posik, that it's speaking about, we'll see soon, this is speaking about when Klal Yisrael was Eile Regel. So pa'mayich, ba'na'olim means feet that wear shoes. So now we know as follows. So if Pamayach is Bana Olim, so that means that, so it says Sholish Pa'omim, so we know they have to have feet, that they have shoes on them. So from that, we Mamayat Balei Kabin. If they don't have feet, so Mamayla, so we Mamayat it from Pa'omim, which Pamayach is, comes to, automatically with Na'olim. And now that it says Rigolim, so that means that the 2 feet that they have to function Lamute Achiga. Let us see Rashi. Prat lebalei kabim, shechotchu ragleyem, when they cut their feet, nosnu kav cotton, besoif shoike, by the end of the shoike they put a kav, this was like a wooden, it looked something like a shoe, but it was they attached the shoike to this kav, the nice name by Muchin, and they used to put cushioning in it, v'soimech soif shoike olav, and he rested the shoike on the scab. Ere laglayim is odom sheyesh leraglayim. Pamayich banolim alme bebale minolayim shaychi pa'omim. That pa'omim are those who have shoes. Uberiyeksiv sholish pa'omim bashoni ro kol zechucho. So memele, from this we know that, so from pamayich mamayit balikabim, and from regolim mamayit achigim. Let us see Taisvis. Cheresh ba'oznai achas, b'Yerushalmi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, b'Yerushalmi says as follows, Rabbi Yochanan boy, cheresh ba'oznai achas ma, what is the din of cheresh ba'oznai achas? Omar Rabbi Yosi ba'abun, plukte de Rabbi Yosi ve'rabona. De Toni Rabbi Yosi oimer, Toni Rabbi Yosi, v'livnei aroin tase Kutonais. Now this is a very interesting Loshen. Kutonais is a Loshen Rabbim. And Livnei Aroin, you can learn 2 ways. You can learn Ulivnei Aroin, Lekol Echod, the Echod Shel Bnei Aroin. That's one way you could learn. So you could learn that each Koyin has 2 Ksainis, 2 Kutonais. Livnei Arim means the whole echad ve'echad shel bnei Arim tase kutonis. Or you could learn Livnei Arim. We're not going on kol echad ve'echad. Livnei Arim to the bnei Arim, which we have a lot of bnei Arim tase kutonis. You should make a ribu kutonis, which means 1 ksainis for each ben Arim. Is rabbonin omri shtei ksainis l'chol echad. So the Rabbanan learned, Ulibnei Arim means L'chol Echod Ve'echod Shol Bnei Arim, Tase Kutonis. So each Kohen had two big Deikunim. Rabbi Yosi Omar, Hafilu Ksoines Echod L'chol Echod Ve'echod. Period. So that means, if you have such a Loshen, you're speaking about a Rabbim, does it mean that it means ein bechlal of mashe beprat, and we're speaking about the each yochid of the rabbim, or are we speaking of the rabbim in general? Hochi nami, rabbonon omri bo'ozneyem shteyes naim lechol echod ve'echod. The pasuk says neged kol Yisrael, so kol Yisrael means kol echad ve'echad beYisrael beOzneim. That is 2 as 9. Shtei esam lechol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yosi Omer, lo beOzneim oizen lechol echad ve'echad. The Loshen Rabbim does not necessarily mean that they have to be 2 as 9 for 1 person. Av al gav the loy shami. So the Gemara says, maybe you need the posik as name to tell me that they should be rochik. Machmas shehem rochikim. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, that you learn out from the Yishmo Avim. How you charshim ematim bebas name. That's the maskonis of Gemara. That woman might miss name. Mipamayim nafke. So it comes out from our Gemara that there are 2 drashes. There's a drash of Pa'omim, and there's a drash of Regolim. Pa'omim is Memayit Balei Kabin, and Regolim is Memayit Achigim. וכי אמרינו לקאמון, so the Gemara says later, רגולים פרט לבעלי קאבן, so that doesn't stim with our Gemara. גולים is not בפעומים, is not בעלי קאבן. אסמכת בי אלמהו, ואתה נסמכת, זה פעומים נפקה, זה מפעומים נפקה. וכי פורך במצווס, so it's an אסמכת, וכי פורך במצווס חליצה, ובערכן פרק האימא משקולי, ורמינו רגולים פרט לבעלי קאבן. So, ahi midas mechei rigolim koma v'loi mishum shu'iked rosh. Let us explain what Tosfos is asking, what Tosfos is answering. The Gemara says that that by chalitze one can make chalitze from the shoik, that's tachas al kuve, the calf of the foot, one can be chalitz. So that means that it's not necessary for one to have a regel. It's not necessary to have a regel for chalitza. So the Gemara asks the kasha, even though it says v'cholzo naloi ma'al ragloi, you can make chalitza from the calf of the foot, even though there's no regel. So the Gemara says, so if it's, even though it says ragloi, you don't need a regel, the remino regolim prat le bale kabin. We're memayit from regolim if you don't have a foot, so that we're memayit regolim. So the Gemara answers, you're right, because here it says me'al ragloi. The chalitza does not have to be me'al ragloi. The chalitza has to be me'al ragloi, and so me'al, that's why you hear you can make chalitza from the calf. The regal is take. The regal is missing, but by chalitza you don't need a regal, by chalitza you need me'al rag. That's the Gemara's there. Now Tosfos has a problem. That means the Gemara is making a whole pilpul, that the Gemara is asking, how can you say you don't need a regal by chalitza, and you can make chalitza from the calf, even though it says ragloi, we memayit from rigolim balikabim, so you see rigolim, you do need a regal. So what's the Gemara's kasha? This is not a drosha. It's not a true drosha. We're mamayim from pamayim, not from regolim. That's Tosfos' kasha. So what is the Gemara's kasha to begin with? So Tosfos answers, but the Gemara made an asmacht al kaponim from regolim. So vayis tochois that al kaponim regolim means you have to. It's not a true drosha. But al kaponim the asmacht is that regolim is telling us you have to have a regol. So from the asmacht the Gemara is asking. So if we see the Chazal made an asmacht that the regolim means you need a regel, so how can you make chalitza from the calf if you need a regel? That's not the Gemara's kash, even though it's not a nikar drosha, but from the loshon of a tana that made an asmacht. Let us go a little further. Now the Gemara is going to dorash rove. May dechsiv mayofu for mayich bano olim bas nodiv. Kamenoim ragleim shel Yisrael. How beautiful the ragleim shel Yisrael were. Bishor she'olim leregel. When they were oil leregel. Basnodiv bitoy shel Avram Avinu. And they were the bas of, Kal Yisrael, the bas of Avram Avinu. Shenema nodiv. Shenema nedive amim nesofu amalekei Avram. Elokei Avrom v'lei Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Elokei Avrom shu t'chila l'geirim. So the Nedivim, those who are menadiv themselves to become geirim, they're Amalekei Avrom. Avrom was the first nodiv. So the posik that says, bas nodiv, that means bitoy shel Avrom Avinu. I once wanted to say, and then I found the Ein Yaakov says, came out the same Ryan on this Gemara. Rab Chaim Voloshiner says in Ruach Chaim, he says Pshat in the Posik, Mishalach betumay tzadik ashrei bonov achov. So he says Pshat in this Posik as follows, Ki kamo midois shahatzadik toireyach biyogeya lahasigom. There are many midas and milas that a tzaddik acquires through tircha and yegiyah. Misalech betumei tzadik, the tzadik goes with tzmimis, and it took a lot of effort for him to go with the tzmimis. But ashrei bon of achov, lebon of achov, kiteva mutva. But by his children already, it's a second nature by them. Ubiktsas yegiye yegiyu loze. And he mentions, he says, we find by Klal Yisroel that we find, the Balatanya also speaks about it, we find that there's an inyan of Mesiris Nefesh by Klal Yisroel al Adas, atlu poishim. When it comes to Mesiris Nefesh, the Moise Nefesh, he says, where did they get this from? They got it from Ur Kasdev, from Avraham Avinu. Then the inyan of Lech Lech, sometimes Ayib wants to pick himself up and go to Eretz Yisrael. They got this also from the Lech Lech HaMeyantzucha. That's what Abraham Volozhiner says. We had mentioned the Shem Yishmul brings down in Parshas Bolok, he brings from Davni Nezer the mitzvah of Euler, of Aliyah Leregel was Shehivkir kol echad ve'echad hoinoi urechushoi. He left over everything, but all of Yerushalayim. That was the mitzvah. Fakert was a moiradik in the soil. They left over everything. The property was left over. It was susceptible to be genizdiked by sonim. There's a medrash in Shir Hashirim Take that there was, Achsimet, two brothers that, they were Oile Regel and they heard Shechinim, which hated them, and they decided when they'll be Oile Regel, they'll make sure to take care of all their property, and a ness occurred that there were malochim and they left, so there were malochim that looked like these two brothers and they were walking in and out of the property, so these goyish shcheinim never had the opportunity to do anything to the property. When they came back, they asked them, Mike, how come you weren't oile regel this year? They told them, we were regel, we left then and we came back now. So the goyim saw how the Rabbeinu Shalom is shomer the Arzei Yisrael. But al koponim, that came about when it was Hashlech Hashem Yehovcho that Klal Yisrael was Beiteach and the Rabbeinu Shalom, they did not think about their property. They were mafkir the property and they went up to be Oile Regel. That was the mitzvah of Oile Regel, and that's why the Avnei Nezer says Mishen Lekarkes Poter Lalis Leregel. So it could be, this is pshat in the posik. Mayofu pa'amayich ban olim. That means the posik is praising the gevaldike, these steps, these were difficult steps to leave everything. The lech lecho me'artzucha mi'milata techecho, mi'milata mi'beis avicho, they left over everything, it was beautiful. But then the posik says, it was bas nodiv, it was a yerushe from Avraham Avinu. That means that was the mishalach betumei tzadik ashrei bon of achov that they yarshened it. Pekert Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that's why it's called Avraham Avinu, that we are yoirish, his milus and midas. So that is, could be what the posik is saying, that the capabilities of being oile regel is a yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Let us see Rashi, shenikra nodiv al shem shenod v'liboy lahakir boyre. The divei amim hem agerim amisnadvim mibein ha'amim lekabel aleihem oil mitzvahs. The Gemara says further, Omer Rav Tana, dor sham losim bam yunim v'shim Ram Tamchem, we brought already Ram Tamchem, so we'll bring him again. Mai dersiv v'haboy reik ein boy mayim. Mimash meshenema v'aboy reik eini yedeya she'ein boy mayim. So why does he have to say if it's empty? So for shteitzach there's no mayim, or else it would be it's not called reik. Ela mayim ein boy avul nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy. They were nechoshim v'akrabim. The Marsha brings down from the Mizrochi that the Mizrochi asked, so if there were nechoshim v'akrabim, so what was the Viatzileu Miyodom of Ruvain? He's throwing him into a Boyer Sheyesh by Nechoshim Bakrabim. So what kind of Hatzola was there? The Echoisa brings down from the Zeir HaKodesh, the Rechaim brings down the Zeir HaKodesh Bim Koimoy. The Rechaim HaKodesh says, a Gavaldike Yesod, Lefi Sheha Odom Bal Bechire Verotzen. A person is a Bal Bechire, A person was given capability to do certain things. V'yochel laroig mishaloi nischayev mise. And it's possible to kill someone that's not mechuyev mise. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. There's chiluki deis in this. But upon them, that's what the Zohar says. Ma she'en kein chayes rois lo yivku ba'odom im lo yischayev mise lo shamayim. But a chaya will not kill someone on its own accord unless there's kruz min ha-shamayim that yischayev mise. Who amoroi v'yatzileyu mi yodom. That atzole was, doesn't say v'yatzilei, v'yatzileyu mi yodom. Perish miyad bechiri. That's what Chaim HaKadosh says. Agav urche, the Zohar HaKadosh is moisif a little bit in this. The Zohar HaKadosh says that ze'irin inun, that there are very few people that could be nitzel from a bal bechire. So memele, so that was the inyan of Reuven. Reuven wanted to be matzel Yosef from a bal bechire. Who are these inun that could be nitzel from a bal bechire? It is a ponim yofis in Parshas Beshalach. The ponim yofis says pshat and posik as follows. If a person is a bal bitochen b'ashem, and there's no, he's not afraid of anyone. He knows ein oid mulvado, he knows there's only the Rabbeinu Shalom on this world, and there's no other koyach. So such a person will not become nizik even from a bal bchire, and he says pshat in posik Hashem li loy ira, and I have no fear. Is mayasali odom. So bal bchire also can't do anything. He says vayakiv avinu was vayira. He heard Esav was coming, so there was a vayira. He was afraid of Esav. Then it's vayetzalei. Then it was bitter. Then he was oisik in ishtadlus. If there wouldn't have been a vayira, it wouldn't have been a vayetzalei. So memele, so al kaponim, that was the inyan of the hatzola of Reuven. That he was matzel batzileyu mi yodom. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Tchila legeirim, shenitztava al hamila tfei mikol oisom shalafonov. That is, alikei Avraham.